Here's a self-help poem. I'm told that the best-selling books in the world are self-help books. So I thought I would write a self-help poem. This is called Self-Help for Fellow Refugees. Self-help for fellow refugees. When your name suggests a country where bells might have been used for entertainment or to announce the entrances and exits of the seasons or the birthdays of gods and demons, it's probably best to dress in plain clothes and try not to talk too loud. If you happen to have a sister who watched armed men beat and drag your father out the front door of your house and into the back of an idling truck before your mother jerked her from the threshold and buried her face in your mother's skirt folds, try not to judge your mother too harshly. Don't ask her what she thought she was doing, turning a child's face away from history and toward that place all human aching starts. And if you meet someone and think you see in that other's face an open sky, some promise of a new beginning, it probably means you're standing too far. Or if you think you read in that other as in a book whose first and last pages are missing, the story of your own birthplace, a country twice erased, once by fire, once by forgetfulness, it probably means you're standing too close. In any case, try not to let another carry the burden of your own nostalgia or hope. And if you're one of those whose left side of the face doesn't match the right side, it might be a clue looking the other way was a habit your predecessors found useful for survival. Don't lament not being beautiful. Get busy growing used to seeing and not seeing at the same time, remembering and forgetting at the same time, dying to live and not wanting to go on at the same time. Very likely, your ancestors decorated their bells of every shape and size with elaborate calendars and diagrams of distant star systems, but no maps or advice for scattered descendants. Very likely, those bells you heard about, you've never heard. And I bet you can't say what language your father spoke when he shouted to your mother from the back of the truck, "Let the girl see." Maybe it wasn't the language you used at home. Maybe it was a language forbidden in that country. Or maybe there was too much screaming and weeping and the noise of guns in the streets. It doesn't matter. What matters is this: the kingdom of heaven is good, but heaven on earth is better. Thinking is good, but living is better. Alone in a room you love with a book you enjoy is really great. But spooning is even better. I don't have a title for this poem yet. I mention in here the City of Victory. That's Jakarta, Indonesia, where I was born. It translates as the City of Victory. And the street where I lived was called Jilan Industry. I think that's all you need to know.